It's Pop Spotting 55.
Wednesday, May 25th, 2011. Welcome to Pop Spotting. I'm Jen.
And I'm Ryan.
Three shows in a row.
We are nuts.
I think so.
It's a bit crazy. Of course, now if it's Wednesday, it's all downhill from here, as they say. But the high point has to be something highbrow, and you said you wanted to talk about books.
Yeah, so Wordsmith Wednesday.
Wordsmith Wednesday. Do you read a book a week?
I try.
Well, okay, whatever Wednesday, but Wordsmith Wednesday definitely sounds a lot smarter, maybe a little smarter than the show deserves to be. And what is on your bookshelf? What have you read lately?
I just finished Lies That Chelsea Handler Told Me.
Okay, now Chelsea Handler is a comedian. She has a talk show.
Well, she does comedy tours, but she's mostly known for her late night talk show on E!
Chelsea Lately, and I think now there's like an after show called
After
Chelsea
Lately. It's a loosely scripted thing about her staff. But
now, she's very funny. I mean, I like her, and she's a great thing to watch. But we're turning in just the stand-up. She has guests, a different panel every week or every night, and they make fun of celebrities. And hey, we all love to make fun of celebrities. And I think it's very lighthearted stuff, but also kind of, like you said, raunchy. That word's going to come up quite a bit. The thing that's distracting to me about her is that her writing is so good, her staff is so good, that she laughs at her own jokes sometimes. But it is good stuff, to be sure.
She's a good writer. She's very funny. She's very candid. I love reading her stories, because she's just so honest and so funny.
Now, you've read her other books.
I've read all of her other books.
Okay.
She also has Are You There, Vodka? It's Me, Chelsea. My Horizontal Life and Chelsea, Chelsea, Bang, Bang.
Chelsea, Chelsea, Bang, Bang?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm getting a theme. So Horizontal Life, Chelsea, Chelsea, Bang, Bang, and Vodka.
Yeah.
Now, actually, the Are You There, Vodka? It's Me, Chelsea is going to be a TV series. It was picked up for the upcoming season.
Yeah, it's going to be on NBC. It stars Laura Prepon from That 70s Show. Mm-hmm. And Chelsea herself is actually going to be playing Chelsea's sister.
Right, who in the book or in the biography is kind of an uptight born-again Christian.
Right.
So she gets to play her sister, and Laura Prepon
is either going to be brilliant or a disaster.
Well, if William Shatner can survive a season, even just if it's just one season, with a show called Bleep My Dad Says, then I think this show has some hope. Well, tell me first a little bit about some of the other books and why you like them, and then how you liked Lies Chelsea Told Me.
In her previous books, we kind of get the feeling that Chelsea kind of likes messing with people. She kind of she tells outrageous lies and plays tricks on people. We read more about her life, you know, in her previous books, just the things that she's done, her family life and stuff.
Her men, boyfriends, and the other embarrassing things that have happened.
Right.
Sure.
But the underlying theme is that she likes to mess with people.
Okay.
So Lies That Chelsea Handler Told Me is all about the mean things that she's done to her staff, to her family, to pretty much anybody who crosses her path.
Now, you mentioned, though, that this book, Lies Chelsea Told Me, aren't written from her point of view. They're written by the people in her life.
Well,
supposedly.
If somebody proclaims to be a liar, how much do you believe?
I suppose. Well, because one thing I was wondering is if this is like a book of stories that people tell about Chelsea, for once, you know, turning the tables on her and here's some of the things that Chelsea's done to me, but they're not Chelsea. If you picked up this book because you liked her other books, you like her voice, you like her style, you like her character, the way she tells the story, if this is other people writing about Chelsea, aren't you going to get something completely different?
Well, the book is supposedly written by other people, but
okay,
you can really hear Chelsea's voice.
So
she's
just writing a book from the perspective of her friends. Do you get the sense then that there wasn't input from the other people here?
There must have been, because, you know, I think the stories are all true.
Well, who are some of the people in her life that tell stories about Chelsea?
There's a chapter by her sister. There are chapters by several of her writing staff.
Okay, well, those would be funny because they're good writers.
Right, and the end of the book is actually a chapter by her dog.
Okay, see, well, that's what I'm saying, though, is that it's probably Chelsea doing the writing. Which sister wrote in the book or wrote the story?
See, it's really confusing because
it's not
because
the religious one.
She uses pseudonyms for the other previous books, and then she says their real names in this book, so I'm not really sure which sister it was.
Well, are these stories as funny? Are they all funny stories about Chelsea? Is this, I mean, I remember trying to sleep next to you reading a Chelsea Handler book, and you laugh so hard it just shakes like an earthquake. So was this an earthquake book?
Yes, it was.
Okay, well, tell me what your favorite story was. Summarize it without giving it away.
She takes her very overeager friend on a cruise to Mexico, and it involves
smuggling.
Underwear,
yes,
and Excedrin.
That she believes is a drug and is not a drug, but still, because of that, requires a specific way of, shall we say, walking.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So, yes, I do remember you snorting quite a bit during that particular story. Would you recommend this book above or below some of her other books? Or if not, if somebody is new to Chelsea Handler, where would you start?
I would start with Are You There, Vodka? Because it really... she really introduces herself. You get a real sense of who she is.
And that's going to be what the TV series is. So this this book is good, but not as good as the others, perhaps?
Oh, it's as good, but you just really get to know her better.
All right. So that's Lies That Chelsea Told Me by Chelsea Handler, or Friends of Chelsea Handler plus Dog. And it's fresh out. Just came out on May 10th and selling quite well.
It's at the top of the New York Times bestseller
list. That's right.
List.
It's selling like hotcakes, and I'm glad at least one of us here is up to date on what actually modern and intelligent contemporary people are reading. But we still have a few minutes left. You're always reading six books at a time. What's one of the other titles you're pouring and working your way through, and how's it going?
I'm reading Catching Fire, which is the second book in the Hunger Games trilogy.
Hunger Games. Okay. Now, that's... the Entertainment Weekly this week is about the Hunger Games movie.
Yes, they're filming it. They're starting this week. It stars Jennifer Lawrence from Winter's Bone. Mm. The book is about... it's about... Like an apocalyptic America in which kids have to play a survivor game. They actually have to kill each other.
So like Running Man with kids.
Right, Running Man with kids. So the story follows this girl who wins the Hunger Games in the first book, and she's famous now. She's on TV all the time. And the second book is about what happens to her after the games.
Now, you finished the first book, and you decided you liked it enough to read the second.
I really liked it a lot. I stopped reading young adult fiction some time ago.
Oh, so this book is for teenagers, maybe.
Yeah, actually, our friend Paul recommended it to our daughter, Katie. She hasn't read it yet, but...
You're reading it.
I am.
Okay, so you like the first one quite a bit. You're most of the way through the second book. Does it pick up? Is it good? Is it, you know, does it feel like a part of a coherent story, or does it feel like a money grubbing attempt to write a sequel to a best-selling book?
No, because everybody really wanted to know at the end of the first book what happens to Katniss.
Now,
because she's a very interesting character.
So how is she? Why do you like her? Why is she a compelling protagonist?
She's strong. You know the character that Jennifer Lawrence played in Winter's Bone?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She's the same girl. You know, she's somebody who's got to live by her wits, and she's got to learn how to survive, and she does that.
Now, how far are you along in this book?
I'm about 60% done.
Ah, okay, but you're not disappointed. You're enjoying it.
I am not disappointed. I'm enjoying it quite a lot, and I can't wait to get to number three.
Oh, there's a third book.
Yes.
Okay, and is she writing more, or is there going to be an ongoing series?
No, because I know what happens at the end of the third book, and it's a pretty definitive end.
Okay.
So I really don't think she's going
to. So it's a trilogy for sure.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about the movie. I mean, we had that whole Girl Who Kicks the Hornet's Nest, and that big franchise that's now going to be a big Hollywood thing. Do you think this is going to happen? Are you excited about this film?
I've heard some of the casting, and I don't know how some of it is going to work, but because Jennifer Lawrence was so great in Winter's Bone, I'm really interested in seeing more of her. I've heard that Woody Harrelson is going to be in it, and also Elizabeth Banks. She's on 30 Rock right now. I'm really excited for it.
Well, Woody Harrelson has to be in any post-apocalyptic movie, I think. So, okay, that could work. And I definitely thought that Jennifer Lawrence's performance was fantastic in Winter's Bone.
Academy Award nominated.
Yes, absolutely, and well-deserved. So I would like to see that as well. So this book again was...
Catching Fire by Suzanne Collins. It's the second book in the Hunger Games trilogy.
And you can check in briefly in the future in an upcoming Wordful Wednesday or Wordsmith Wednesday to let us know what you thought. Now, looking ahead, what's on your wish list? Maybe we can get some recommendations.
I was thinking about tackling The Name of the Rose by Umberto Eco.
Ooh, okay.
And also Walden by Henry David Thoreau.
Well, that's a classic. Well,
yes.
If anybody has any suggestions on which way Jen should go next, we absolutely want to hear from you. If you've read these books, or if you have a suggestion for Jen's bookshelf, just let us know. Feedback is what keeps us going, so we'd like to hear your thoughts about this or any other topic that we cover here on Pop Spotting.
You can leave a voicemail at 815-310-0808 or drop us a line at feedback@popspotting.net.
You can also leave a comment on the blog for us and everyone else at popspotting.net, or you can connect with us on those social networking things at facebook.com/popspotting or twitter.com/popspotting.
Thanks to Dan Pashman of The Sporkful for our theme song, and mahalo to you guys for listening.
For Pop Spotting, I'm Ryan.
I'm Jen.
Aloha. Aloha. Yeah.